Sopko out of the shotgun. Looks, throws, and it is caught for the touchdown. Jason Santora over on the far side. He had to tiptoe right on the sideline, and we waited for the official call, and it is made. It's six for the Eagles, and they lead it 6-0 with 9:40 to go here in the first quarter of play.
AM 930 WEOL.
And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. As we mentioned, you can also download the mobile app to your phone. I'll tell you what, come Friday night, August 28th, you are going to want that mobile app. It is so cool. The WEOL app, and then when high school football starts, three games on your phone every Friday. You just bounce back and forth. Of course, our radio game, which is also Stream 1. Stream 2 will feature a second Lorain County game. Stream 3, Armadina County matchup. So cool. Download the WEOL mobile app. Very, very simple to do. Well, Rob, way back when we started the show, I said there's only two new head coaches in Lorain County this year as far as high school football is concerned. We heard from Dave Stupka, the head coach at EC. He started the program, and now the second new head coach in the county this year joins us at the head table. Paul Ferguson, the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals, joins us here at Wolfies to talk a little Cardinal football. They're coming off a 5-5 2014 season, a year in which Coach Ferguson was on the staff with Tom Lisicki, but Coach Lisicki has moved on, and so Paul Ferguson, the head coach of Brookside, joins us here at Wolfies. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on being named the head coach.
Thank you. It's been a roller coaster so far. I mean, there was a point where I got the job, and then I thought I was losing my job for teaching, and then a couple things happened. I got my job back, and then we passed the levy, and now we have football this year.
So and of course, coming off a 5-5 season with a lot of kids coming back, you're on the staff last year, just as I mentioned to Coach Stupka from Elyria Catholic. So there has to be at least a comfort level there.
No, this senior class has been great to me. I mean, some of them started as freshmen, so a few of them are four-year letter winners, and you know, they think their freshman year they're 0-10, sophomore year they're 3-7, junior year they're 5-5. So, you know, we have high goals and high expectations for these seniors.
Well, we just talked about that with Keystone head coach Rob Clerico, who went through the exact same process. He had a team that was loaded with freshmen that was 0-10, but he stuck with it. He stuck with the game plan. I know Coach Lisicki would often mention that he modeled what he did at Brookside after what Keystone did. So not that you're going to say we're going to have a playoff year this year, but you expect that next level to be taken then.
No, we're expecting to make the playoffs. And, you know, these senior classes, you know, been great. They stuck through it. They stuck through the levy. They kept showing up. They did the right thing. And they've carried me along the way. So we're expecting very high expectations.
Who are some of those young guys you're talking about? Who are some of those seniors that have gone through the battles with you?
First one would be Dudley Taw, Hunter Smeltzer, Max Wilson, Jeremiah Edwards, and Devin McFeeders would be the first five that would come to mind. That most of them played their freshman year. I mean, they got their butts whooped, but you know, you got to give it credit to them. They stuck it through all this 4 years, and now they're ready to turn the tables on these other teams.
What excites you about this team? What will this team do well?
I think sticking together, the senior leadership, you know, they're trying to change the culture. You know, I think the expectations this year have been higher than they've been since probably 1963 was the last time anybody won a championship in football at Brookside. So, you know, sticking together, being all in, and being one unit and winning games.
And, Paul, as far as on the field, what do you like about this team on both sides, offensively and defensively?
You know, we got a lot of athletes, and we're going to spread the ball around, and, you know, we're going to run a spread option. It's going to be a high risk, high reward, but, you know, we're seeing a lot of good things, and, you know, we're expecting to put up a lot of points this year.
And defensively?
Defensively, swarm into the ball. You know, we got a young middle linebacker who played the last three or four games. His name's Tim Ackerman, and he's going to be one of the leaders, and he's everywhere. And so you'll be hearing his name a lot.
What do you think of the league, and where do you think you fit in that mix?
Oh, it's going to be a grind of a league. There's a lot of good teams in there, and our you know, there's two divisions, and we play Columbia in there, and I believe Lutheran West and Oberlin, and then, you know, the last 5 weeks is the division that's where you got to win. I think we're right in the mix, and we got our eyes on Buckeye, and also Firelands would be two of the tougher teams in that Stripes division.
What's maybe the biggest key if you guys are going to have the success that you want to have this year?
I think catching breaks and staying together. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs, and, you know, handling adversity. You know, week one, we got a tough matchup versus Bay. You know, I think our kids are ready to go. You know, obviously, some tough breaks will happen, but, you know, it's how you bounce back and how you respond.
Again, we're talking with Paul Ferguson. He's the new head coach at Brookside High School, inheriting a team that went 5-5 last year, a team that Coach Ferguson was an assistant coach on that staff. What are still the biggest question marks that you have that you need to have answered before that game against Bay?
There's the biggest question mark is the quarterback. Right now we have two players that, you know, played a lot last year at other positions, one being Dudley Tall. He was our starting tailback, and the other one being Hunter Schmelzer at wide receiver. So both of those guys are in the race. Both those guys are showing us great things, and they're both great teammates. And, you know, they're competing, and we'll see in these next couple scrimmages who separates themselves.
Now, as an assistant coach, what role did you have with Coach Lisicki's staff?
I was up in the booth, and I helped call some of the offense. So we were in the wing tee last year, so we kind of got away from that. But, you know, we helped, you know, made adjustments halftime, and then I helped run the JV team. So I knew some of these young kids coming up playing this year, and we have a good relationship there.
So, Paul, are you more comfortable with the offense? And do you have a defensive staff that you pretty much said you guys handle the defense?
I'm not quite that lucky, but we got some good I'm mostly handling the defensive backs, and, you know, I have a couple other guys running the interior linebackers and defensive linemen. So, you know, I'm not completely out of the picture on defense. But, yeah, I'm growing up, I played pretty much all offense. And going through college, I played offense as well, so I'm definitely more comfortable on that side of the ball.
I wanted to go back. When you mentioned two kids battling for quarterback, that last year neither one was a quarterback. Is it as simple as who's the better quarterback, or is it who makes you a better team? In other words, offensively, if you put Taun, you got the other kid a receiver. If you put the other guy and you have Taun running, is that how you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, they're both such outstanding players at those other positions, so it kind of hurts us to take one of those away and put them there. But, you know, we're looking for the best leader, looking the kid to make the smartest decision since we're running that spread option, and we're not trying to turn the ball over and making those right reads and being a leader in the huddle. So that would be the key factors to winning that position.
Now, how challenging or how different is it for you now to be a head football coach? What's the biggest change?
Biggest change is convincing people I'm the head coach and not a player. that would be one of them. But you know, the
pretty young guy.
Yeah. But one of the bigger things is taking care of that checklist each day. You know, it doesn't seem to ever stop, and you just kind of take it day by day and not get overwhelmed by so many things you got to do. And, you know, my assistant coaches have been doing a great job of helping me out, and I have a few. You know, I have one guy who was a head coach for over 15 years at Valley Forge, and I ask his input, and he's helped me out a lot.
Now, you know, you got a guy sitting in that athletic director's office, Dick Kirschbaum.
Yes.
He's got a pullover from every school in Northeast Ohio, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the head coach at, what, 17 different schools?
He's been there.
I'm exaggerating.
He's been around.
I mean, he's got to be a great guy to go in and just kind of pick his brain once in a while.
Yeah, he comes out and helps me sometimes, and, you know, he stops in the office, sees how things are going, and I ask him about, you know, what certain things he did back in the day, and, you know, what, you know, and he gives me suggestions, and sometimes I, you know, follow him up, and, you know, we talk about him, and he's been a huge support and a huge help for me.
He drew up some great plays for Red Grange. Did he tell you that?
We haven't got to that conversation yet.
And you got to ask Kirsch about his collection of hats.
Oh, geez.
No matter where he coached, he had some of the most creative hats that he would wear.
He wore a red jumpsuit last year to a game. I think it was an old Illyria one. This thing had to have been from 1994. It was classic. We were laughing.
Oh, man.
Good I like stuff. How he always had the Bear Bryant hat.
Right. Oh, yeah, he still wears them.
Oh, yeah.
Still got them.
If you don't know what to wear on the sidelines,
I'm not on that status yet. Maybe in the next 10, 15 years I'll have that hat.
One of the great guys, though. Dick Kirschbaum is one of the classiest guys I've ever had the opportunity to work with. Terrific individual. Well, Paul, congratulations on being named the head coach at Brookside. Best of luck to you and the Cardinals. As you said, high expectations, high hopes coming off that 5-5 year. And as you said, the building blocks have been put in place for a successful year this year. So let's hope it comes to fruition over at Brookside.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you stopping by. Paul Ferguson, he's the new head football coach at Brookside.